BBC News, I'm John Shea. The US Vice President, J.D. Vance, has announced that he'll travel to Greenland on Friday. He'll be the most senior figure in the US administration to visit since President Trump said he wanted to take control of the island from Denmark. Greenland's Prime Minister has called the trip very aggressive. Mr. Vance made the announcement on the social media site X.
I'm going to visit some of our guardians in the Space Force on the northwest coast of Greenland and also just check out what's going on with the security there of Greenland. As you know, it's really important. A lot of other countries have threatened Greenland, have threatened to use its territories and its waterways to threaten the United States, to threaten Canada, and of course to threaten the people of Greenland. So we're going to check out how things are going there.
President Trump has said there'll be an investigation into how a journalist came to be invited onto a messaging group where top officials were discussing a US military attack on the Houthis in Yemen, but he defended the officials involved. Earlier, the CIA director and the head of US National Intelligence told a Senate committee that no classified information was disclosed. Sarah Smith is in Washington.
And that doesn't even begin to answer why these kind of conversations and information were being shared on this kind of messaging app and how on earth a journalist was inadvertently invited to join that group. But be in no doubt, if the hostile headlines continue and the widespread criticism, Donald Trump is perfectly capable of changing his mind and no longer supporting his national security team as he has been doing and quite simply sacking one of them in order to try and make this story go away.
A rare anti-Hamas protest has taken place in northern Gaza. It was the biggest since the October the 7th, 2023 attacks on Israel, with hundreds of Palestinians taking part. Videos showed young men shouting Hamas out. Hamas supporters have played down the significance of the protest and called the demonstrators traitors. The BBC's Middle East correspondent said it reveals an undercurrent in Gaza of Palestinians who want the war to end. The White House says Russia and Ukraine have agreed to stop attacks on shipping in the Black Sea. The Kremlin says safe navigation will only be enforced once sanctions are lifted from Russian banks involved in international trade in food and fertilizer. James Landale in Kyiv explains.
And I'll quote you the specific phrase. The United States and Russia and Ukraine, depending on which document you've got, have agreed to ensure safe navigation, eliminate the use of force and prevent the use of commercial vessels for military purposes in the Black Sea. So for the first time, we have actual commitments from both Ukraine and Russia to end the fighting in the Black Sea. Now, it hasn't been the centre of the conflict for quite some time, but it is definitely a step forward.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. A spokesman for Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says interviews will start on Wednesday for a new head of the Domestic Intelligence Service. It follows a Supreme Court ruling that Mr. Netanyahu can meet potential replacements for Ronan Bar, who was sacked last week. The Prime Minister has denied that the sacking is connected to an investigation by Shin Bet into his alleged ties to the Qatari government. Thousands of protesters have gathered for a seventh night in Istanbul in support of the detained mayor of the city, Ekrem İmamoğlu. Turkey's main opposition party said it would be the last nightly vigil in that area and called for a mass rally on Saturday to demand early elections. Portuguese police say they've seized nearly 6.5 tonnes of cocaine from a semi-submersible vessel 900 kilometres south of the Azores. It amounts to more than a quarter of the record 23 tonnes seized across the whole country last year. One of the bodyguards of the late Argentine footballer Diego Maradona has been arrested for allegedly giving false testimony at a trial of the medical staff who were treating him. The former world champion died in November 2020, aged 60. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Julio Coria was interrupted halfway through his testimony by a prosecutor who alleged that he was making conflicting statements about who was involved in attempts to save Maradona's life when he suffered a heart attack at home. The judge agreed and Mr. Correa left the courtroom in handcuffs. Seven health professionals are being tried for negligence, including the brain surgeon who allowed the Argentine football star to go home a week after removing a blood clot on his brain. Prosecutors say Maradona was kept in appalling conditions in a rented house and was prevented from seeing family and friends during that period.
Leonardo Rocha, and that's the latest BBC World News.